So when we hear the Gospel of John and his letters, it's mostly talk about love. Even the disciple John is called the beloved disciple. So the Gospel so much captures the theme of love. Not just the Gospel, if you look at the secular world, we see it's all about love. In music, all you need is love. Then you sing Ed Sheeran, give me love, mama, mama, love. Love is all we need sometimes, but sometimes it's quite pinpoint in what is love, and I'm not going to try even to define it or explain it. But Jesus says this beautiful words. The beginning of the Gospel we read, as the Father has loved me, I have loved you. And now you go and love like me and my Father. He has given us a model. As the Father has loved me, I have loved you. Now you go and love like me. It's like, as the Father has coached me, I have coached you. Now you go and play the game. Now we have coaches for everything. We have coach for how to be pretty. No, really. We have the coach for life coach. Life coach. They teach you how to live. We have coaches for, you know, fitness, to be slim and fit. If you want six pack, they give you six pack. If you're smart enough, they give you eight packs. Oh yeah, these days they can pull the limit. You don't like normal gym workout, it goes CrossFit. You can even buy sneakers that are CrossFit sneakers. You know, you can even die during that time. You have coaches for singing. You have coaches for basketball. If you go to school, coach for basketball, coach for volleyball, coach for cricket, coach for piano, guitar. And you don't have money to pay the coaching? You have YouTube. He will teach you, or she will, or whatever it is. It will teach you. You know, you want to learn guitar? YouTube will teach you. You want to learn how to cook good curries? YouTube will teach you. Don't blame the curry, blame YouTube. We have coaches for everything. You want to know about love? Type in how to love in Google. And maybe you have to close your eyes because the website comes about love. Sad. Interestingly, I'll give you, in the 2014 studies, survey done, the highest number of the word that is most searched in porn websites are love. Wow. How many times? 14 billion times. Looking for love in Google? You will go to that place. So the question maybe we should ask, who is the coach for me to love? Who is my coach? I have coach for everything. Who is my coach to love? And Jesus would, beautifully, he would say, Father loved me, so my coach is the Father. I love as the Father has loved me, I have loved you. My coach, the way I learn to love, is from my Father. These two beautiful words talk about Father's love and Son's love. Father loved, gave up his only Son. Son loved, laid down his life. These two words are very important. Giving up and laying down. When we talk about mothers, how apt it is. giving up and laying down. In other words, Jesus would say, love with bit of pain. Love with bit of pain. And it is quite difficult. Loving with pain, it's very difficult. I live with three brothers. One brother is sitting behind me. It is very hard to love them sometimes. And I can assure you it will be very hard for them to love me most of the times. Some days our brotherhood is so beautiful. We have beautiful games, popping the balloons, and we'll have a game, silly games. We'll be mucking around in the kitchen. It's so joyful, hunky-dory, praise the Lord. But there are days, is Steve in the kitchen? I'm not going, I'm waiting. Is Matthew up? No, I'm staying in bed. There are days you just don't want to see each other. Sometimes it's a hard work to love. Then I have a beautiful incident. Young priest going around preaching everywhere. I turned up on an Easter Sunday. And I saw one particular priest with his alb. And I thought, oh, he didn't know that I am on for this Mass. And then I walked into the sacristy just before the Mass. Started to wear my vestments. And this particular priest goes, oh, you're saying the Mass? I said, yeah, I'm on roster. What do you think? You're the only priest in Canberra? I'm like, wow, Father. You won't say every Mass? I haven't had a Mass at all. How many Masses he said? Two. So you want another Mass? No, I'm roasted. See, he got really upset. I said, all right, I will have a night off. You say the Mass. I went home. And I'm like, wow, what was that? I went home with so much anger. What did he think about me? Why he got angry with me? I should not be getting angry with him like that. I'm a priest. He's a priest too. He should be loving me. All these things going on in my head as I walked through the presbytery. I didn't say any rosary. I was just going through these litanies. But the next morning, in front of my door, a knock. And there's this particular priest. That's why I call him a holy priest. Kneeling in front of the door. This is me in my first year of priesthood, 2011. I open the door, and this guy kneeling. I said, oh, no, what are you doing? He said, Bonnie, I just want to apologize to you. I should not have behaved to you in that particular way. You are a young priest. I really need to encourage you. If in any way I have hurt your feelings, you have to forgive me. And you should say, I forgive you. And my reaction was, don't worry about it. Get up. You know, I'm only a junior priest. You're not a very senior guy. No, Bonnie, you have to tell me that I forgive you. So I said to him, I forgive you. He got up, we hugged, he went home. First thing in the morning. And for me, that is love. For me, that is loving one another. For me, that is loving with pain. Another incident. I was a very busy day. There was the Divine Mercy relic was supposed to come here. I think I might have told this story. So I was quite busy from the morning. And the Lord always tests me. Because the relic was delayed in Sydney. And I'm getting anxious. 2 o'clock, all the people are here. They're getting ready to see the Divine Mercy relic. 2 o'clock, the relic is still in Sydney. So here, Father Kid is doing the Mass. I told him, do a 1 hour preaching. Easy for him. anyway, so he is prolonging the Mass. I am prolonging my agony and stress. This is my first thing as a priest, as the mission center director. Where is the relic? It's not coming. 2 o'clock is supposed to come. By the time it turned out, it was 5:15. I got 40 minutes to expose the relic.
and then 6 o'clock vigil mass. I'm so freaked out and stressed, and I'm supposed to do the vigil mass. There is no way I can prepare a homily. And with all the stress and anxiety, I go into vigil mass. At the same time, on the next day, I'm supposed to go to Brisbane for a teens retreat. And what I did on Saturday morning, I put all my clothes in the washing machine. But I didn't get a chance to go back home, put it in the drying line or anything. Stressed, 8 o'clock, I went. I thought maybe I will somehow iron them or carry it, wet clothes to Brisbane. Brisbane is anywhere hot. But then, you know, when I reached home, I saw one of my brother priest. He took all the clothes out of the washing machine in the morning. He put it in the drying line. He ironed it. My goodness. He ironed it. Then in the evening, he knew that I had a busy day. He cooked a curry. Imagine that. He cooked a curry. And then I went, reached home. As soon as I opened the door, he's like, "Bonnie, brother, you had such a busy day. Come, I cooked for you. Sit with me, talk to me. How was your day?" For me, that is loving one another. That is following Jesus. Rightly so, the famous theologian, Teilhard Chardin, he said there are anonymous Christians around the world. They may not be baptized. They never heard the name of Christ. They never heard the name of Jesus. They know nothing about crucifixion. They know nothing about resurrection. But the way they live, by the way they share, by the way they sacrifice, they will be called anonymous Christians. Anyone who lays down their life should be called. Anyone who lays down their life for others should be called Christian. You and me, whether we can be baptized, we know rosary by heart. We know Bible by heart. We know Word of God. We know everything. We know the sacrament. We've been through sacraments. We know everything in the church. But if we can't love, if we cannot love, we will be like me now. Just talking, talking, talking. Gongs, St. Paul says. But there will be other people who haven't even heard the name of Jesus, leaving very perfectly the message of gospel. We should admire them and say, "Brother, sister, you are an anonymous Christian. Thank you for loving like my Father. Thank you for loving like my Christ." Because he has actually told us to love one another and lay down life for each other. Loving with pain. And we remember our mothers. Most of you were at the Mother's Day Mass on Friday. I was sharing a story about my mom. My mom, you know, she, in 2010, when I became a deacon, she fell, she had two strokes, and then she was diagnosed with Parkinson. And when I went home, I couldn't believe my eyes who opened the door. My mom, one side stooped down, a bit of shivering in her right hand, opening the door, waiting for me. That broke my heart. I had so much resentment in me. So much resentment. To whom? To God. "God, I became a priest for you. Why don't you bless my mother? Why don't you heal her?" So before I leave, you know, the most difficult part on my holiday is to leave my mom. So I will be bold enough. I don't cry. I say loud prayers. But I know I'm going to crack up because leaving mom is very hard. Dad, he doesn't care about me, so who cares? Now, dad is a mature man. I don't cry. Okay, you go. Probably he enjoys the freedom when all the children go. He gets the whole house to himself. He will be the boss again. And then mom, you can see him. Sometimes mom clings to you. Sometimes she even pinches you. Sometimes when she kisses you, you can feel the bite because it's the pain in her heart letting you go. And then she will walk towards the driver's seat or to the car, and she will cling more to the car. She wind down the window. I want to hold your hands until you reach the gate. And then that day I said, Mom, I'm going to pray for you. I put my hands on her head. You know, the charismatic priest, working magic, be healed in the name of Jesus. So I put my hands on her and I started to pray, Jesus, please heal my mom. Please heal my mom. So I prayed in tongues, I prayed in the name of Jesus, everything. And finally, I think she got fed up of my prayer. She took my hands off her head and said to me, Bonnie, it's okay. I offer my pain, my suffering for you, your priesthood, and for your people and ministry. To me, that is loving one another. To me, that is loving with pain. And as a priest, if I ever get sook, if I ever say I had enough, I think about all these people's sacrifice and I say, suck it up, Bonnie, start love again. Sometimes we are people filled with, we always pamper emotions. And we use our reason to support our emotions. There was a time when people lived with their reason and they supported their reason with emotions. But these days, you and me, we are the center of our life is our emotions. Oh, it affects me. I don't want to go there. Oh, you make me afraid. I don't want to go there. If I go there, I feel a little bit of sensitive things. We have become so emotional people. We can deal with our emotions and we use our reason to support our emotion and our lifestyle. But it was not like Jesus. Jesus did not go around with his emotions, but rather he knew deep in his heart, as a human being, as a divine person, he knew, I live with faith. Sometimes it's a bad day, sometimes it's a good day. Sometimes I feel like loving, sometimes I don't feel like loving. But I am committed to love. I use my reason. We are called to love. Most of the time, you and me, we behave as if we are people with emotions only. When we are sad, we don't want to get out of it. We want to live in it. When we are joyful, we think the whole world is around us. There are days we just have to get up and love every day. We are wired to breathe. It comes naturally. But we are not wired to love. It is a very deliberate decision. In good times and bad. In sickness and health. We need to love. Is that the marriage vows? Let's love with the pain. It hurts. It should hurt. Then it will bring fruits that will last long. If my life as a priest bear fruits that should long last, I should love with pain. I should love in good times and in bad times. I should love in sickness and in health. Because as a Christian, that is all I am called to do. Love one another, even with laying my life. Amen.